get money, but that's just
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Mo, can you mute the mic, please? Because we live on Blog Talk. I don't want people.
Yeah, I got
Okay, then confirm.
Yeah.
We got to tell them that it's 5 o'clock. So it's 6 at 10. Tell them to come early. So he comes early. Sometimes. So we tell them that it's 5 o'clock. It happens every time. It could be like therapy.
So I told Michaela to just.
Yeah. You want the cup, right? Oh yeah. Wait, is it right? To get ready and then 10 minutes to get here. Cause it's what he eats early first thing in the morning. It's Chick-fil-A. No juice, no protein shakes. I told him, man, take protein shakes, man.
Bro, how you out that big bone?
I mean, that's impossible, man.
Mine was like that.
Danielle's coming tonight. Hopefully she can play.
I locked in MJ Get Right, Seth is cold. Did I hear this and also on one show?
That'd be crazy for him, man. Even though you may not fuck with him that much.
I put my shit aside. Seth is cold did like give y'all a lot of credit with the flavor.
He did.
Bro, the only reason you don't fuck with us is Kevin Samuels, bro. That's why. Everybody, AMS told me straight up, bro, it's Kevin Samuels in the movie.
You, if you can get AMS on that show, I said it'll commit everything, bro.
Bro.
If you get AMS, I'll be fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. We will. When I get that panel show with those four, he's going to come next. Watch.
Famous Stephen's clothes and how discovered Fred and Pitt roommates.
And here's the thing, two people are saying, oh, Kevin Samuels, did a thing with Nikki. He sold his soul to do that shit.
Yeah.
At least niggas call me an asshole, whatever. I didn't change up for Asian bitch, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, they won't
say. They tried to say you did with Brittany Renner, but I always asked them, did you see the whole I like it.
And they say, like, yo, anyone that talks about the Brittany Renner interview never saw it in full. That's why I'm like, bro, we stay on our show, never to get mad at Brittany Renner. Bro.
A woman's game strategy is contingent upon a man not knowing his own self-worth and self-value.
Right, man. heavily contingent on that shit.
There's nothing more crazy than simultaneously arousing the man knowing himself.
Yeah.
Yo.
Freedom Stabbers.
The Arab is here, guys.
What's up?
Miss Haram. And Miss Haram herself is here. The new Tutu Jesus came out.
Gang. I came up on the list. I saw my younger dog and it's gonna be over here.
Actually, no. or say a bunch of...
you got to go to the board, yeah.
Yes. Say a bunch of politically correct things.
Politically correct things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Test, 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 1, 2, 3. Okay. Test, 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 1, 2, 3. Mo, you are a fat piece of shit. No one likes you. No, 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 I got everything muted. Oh, okay. Test, 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 1, 2, 3. Are there any phone numbers on the line? Test, 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 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test.
I'll assume that, though.
1, 2, 3. No. Yeah, but. Yep. Yep. How do I sound? How do I sound? Mo, you're gay. Yep. Boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3. Chris has a big ass head. And every single hat that he wears goes all the way to the back as far as snap numbers.
All right, Gonzo.
That's good.
All right. That's good? All right.
I'm trying to see if that was the wire that kept cutting off.
Okay. No, it's not. Walt had the wire that kept cutting off for some weird reason, but it worked fine on his shit. Yeah. It's on his roadcast. I set up a little studio for Walt, and that wire worked fine over there.
Oh, sure.
Huh?
It was. Because when I was doing the sound check with the girls,
It might be because we're using a stage box. You know what I'm saying? But with him, I've connected it right to the Rodecaster Pro.
But I moved around. I was hurting myself.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
But when I switched it, that's when it stopped.
But it's fine. I'm not even surprised because we have a very complex setup. So it's like, if it's
properly like that's not happening. Yeah. Bro, now, I was able to do a walk setup, bro, in like hours.
Like that shit was a fucking joke, man. And like compared to the shit we got here, trash niggas using roadcasters and shit. I'm like, bro, y'all are using the most basic shit, and your shit still sounds awful. What the fuck? The Rodecaster Pro is retard proof, bro. It's the reason why it's such a good board is because it's retard proof. You cannot fuck that up. And they can still be having fucked up shit. Well, you almost done, faggot?
Yeah.
I know you ain't laughing, Miss Haram, back there. You ain't got nothing to laugh about, bro. Haram! Yo, so guys, when Michaela comes, we got her treated really fucking good. I know that sounds gay, but huh? I already sent her a text this morning. I told her, bro, we ain't on that shit.
We're not about to bash you. We're gonna. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Rolo's a little butthurt because she put out clips. Like what acted to us like she did to him, but like on a way smaller level.
So yeah, let's ignore anything more than that.
So it is what it is. But we got to treat, the main point I'm trying to say is we got to treat her really good. So this is a chess move. My goal is to give her a really good show, make her look good, so that she will bring her dad on. Because here's the thing. The thing that she's sensitive about, bro, is the media, like, really, like, went after her dad, and her mom. So I told her, based on the checklist, we ain't going to debate you, challenge on your views, nothing. We're going to basically give you a platform to talk, and like we're gonna ask the question about yourself. And I know the media's been trying to fucking drag you guys out the mud. We're trying to like make you this thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I'm putting it. Like, yo, we're on your side. We're not here to attack your views. And I think that's gonna make us feel a lot more comfortable. And then when she comes, Aisha will be here. Then we'll be here. They can go get her from downstairs and then bring her up. And then we'll just give her, make sure she has a good time. And then yeah, bro. If we do that. And I say, hey, listen, can you lock in an interview with your dad? Maybe extra day, whatever, we'll cover hotel fees, see what we can do. Because if we get Jordan Peterson on this bitch, we fucking won.
Niggas trying to copy me, they playing catch a tour. I might pull up in a ghost, no.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but this dude has some shit.
I'm ready. Well, if want to put it on the rack up again.
Hey, give me your stuff, bro.
What is that? Is that coffee?
Mm-hmm. Never drink coffee.
I think too many of this morning. Here, can you give us more?
Give me a
You want to call me with permission?
Yeah. All right, 1, 2, 3. Sound good?
I'm
either, right? Yeah, we're hot, so.
We need something else other than you two, though. Keeping it up.
Yeah, all right, we're hot, so no one's in the chat.
I'm ready.
All right,
we'll talk about it with these guys after.
Yeah, well, guys, we're going to talk about Patreon and shit like that, restructuring, but we'll talk about that after the show. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, we don't have
no cup?
Oh, no, we got red cups over there. Yeah. That's what's...
Yeah, Mo, why is the sound not working?
Oh, it's because you got it on 7 and 8, Chris.
No, I muted it. Go ahead.
Oh, real quick, hit sound or cam and mic right there at the bottom.
No, it's already good already.
Let me see. All right, test. Yeah, so also, Chris, before every single show, let's always make sure we check that so that we don't have the same issue we had last time where it, like, just didn't work.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, 3, 2.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. It's Friday.
We're back.
AKA Carmen Friday. I know we're starting up a little bit earlier, but hey, this is show one of a three-peat, guys. So let's get into it. Yeah! And we are back, guys. What's up? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, regular edition. No ladies right now. We got a call-in show today. It's Friday, guys. And this is part one of a three-peat. We are actually going to do three shows for you guys. So just so y'all know, we got the call-in show that we're going to do now. Then we got Michaela Peterson at about 7:30.
Then the girls.
And then the girls will come in after that. And we got some lovely ladies planned for tonight. So shout out to you guys that are tuning in. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're watching us right now on a Friday afternoon. So, and it's early. You can still see the sun outside, which is pretty nice. So, and it's going to be adjusting throughout the whole time. So you guys will be able to see the background.
It's fresh here now? Damn, I'm going to see fresh now. Hey, what's up, Fresh? First time.
Screw you, Chris. You're funny, man.
All right. So quick announcements, guys, before we get into the show. Number one, patreon.com/freshfit. Guys, it's the beginning of the month. Go ahead and get on that Patreon. We're going to actually start implementing some new things with Patreon fairly soon. But, yeah, you guys are going to – we're pretty active on there. Anyway, we post our Frank Castles on there. So anytime a girl gets kicked out, you know, you can see the triggered progressive woman leave the other day. I'm going to post that later after this show. And then also – we do Zoom calls on there, a monthly Zoom call. We're going to start doing Patreon-exclusive content on there as far as, like, live streams on there that aren't going to be on here. That's going to be even more raunchy. We're going to get into, you know, the old shows that we used to do when we first, like, started with Patreon, where we would do, like, conspiracy theories. We'll talk, react to stuff going on in the news. And honestly, you guys are going to see the ridiculous banter that we have that you don't – that we can never have on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that will get us canceled.
We can do the spin the wheel, two for dare. Got a little bit more personal there.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, because, guys, you guys, what we say off air is what you guys see on air is maybe like 30-40% of the real thing.
It's nothing.
So, yeah, I'm much more worse off air. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. I'll definitely get canceled if we talk about that. But, yeah, check us out on patreon.com/freshfit, guys. You're getting all that exclusive stuff is going to be there. And then on top of that, if you get it right now, we got over, almost 400 videos on that thing.
Yep, from 2020
from 2020 until now. Because there was a period where me and Fresh were literally filming a video for almost every question that came in, guys.
Yep.
From everything to, like, how to deal with girls to real estate investing to cryptocurrency. Everything is there, guys, so check us
move
out.
Move to a new city.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, I'm going to be talking about stocks fairly soon as well because I just started getting into ETFs and index funds. I did quite a bit of research on that. Hell, I was on the phone this morning with a Vanguard rep, so I was, like, learning a bunch just off of that. Stay tuned for the Money Mondays coming up soon where we break that down. And what else? I got a couple of big announcements that I'm going to make, but I will tell them to you guys at the end of the show if we get enough likes. And I'm telling you, pretty much, you ask and you shall receive is all I'm going to say. But anyway, Check us out on Spotify, Google Now Podcast, guys. Every single platform you listen to podcasts, we are there. Just make sure you wear headphones, especially nowadays. Also, check us out at FreshFitPodcastStore.com. Get the hoodies and t-shirts that Fresh never wears. And, yeah, we got all the shirts over there, guys. I feel like, et cetera, all them shirts are over there and the hoodies as well. Also, guys, check us out on Fresh Fit Clips. It's another YouTube channel we have, guys. It's basically where we give you guys the best parts of the show. If you guys don't have time to watch me lose my hair follicles in slow time, when, you know, in the 2-3 hour shows or 4 hour show, me and debating with some dumb progressive woman, go ahead and check us out on Clips where you can see my hair follicles lose in real time quickly, okay, versus slowly. Chris, you want to tell them about projects you got going on?
Yes, sir. Guys, follow me on Aaron C. Poxon on my Twitch and YouTube. And I will be going live this weekend. So shout out to the Merch Gang. You guys are lit, very lit. And then this, I think 2 days ago, I had a big 50 gift sub from my boy. So It was Ace because he showed up, didn't say a word, dropped that 50. I'm like, okay, where you at, nigga?
Shout out to you, Ace.
So, yes, guys, this weekend I will be my first video is already edited. I have to upload it. And, yeah, shout out to you guys. Let's get
Chris, take
game.
That money and buy a hat that fits, bro.
I know,
God,
right?
Damn, man.
Hey, listen.
That Under Armour is on its last string.
And Under Armour is lit, though. Yeah, you're right, though.
Holy shit, man. So. Tell them also about your new gaming channel.
Yes, sir. So, guys, acpgaming.com on YouTube. So make sure you guys sub to that. And I will definitely doing like horror, Let's Plays, 10-minute clips here and there, editing videos. Because when I'm on live on Twitch, you guys are very engaging. And if you guys saw the YouTube, the Instagram clip of me doing that no scope with the sniper on Fortnite, that shit was lit. Let's get it.
I can already tell just from the way you described that shit, you're fucking garbage at Fortnite.
Hey, listen.
Okay. Anybody that's good doesn't brag about a no scope the next day.
Chris, what
you,
games
you
are
hit no
guys,
scopes
what games
all the time?
Get out, bro.
Guys, all I gotta say, if you're on live on Twitch, you can see me, all right? We got W's up in there.
Yeah,
right?
Pit smash, nigga.
Nigga,
yeah, buddy.
Just smash. Yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? If you want to see me and Fresh play Smash together, you know, put a one in the chat.
Pause.
Okay. Pause. All right. anything else you want to tell the people, Chris?
No, we good, fam.
All right, Mo. What about you, bro? Give us an update on your weight and what's going on new with you.
What's going on? I am at 490, like 2.8.
All right.
So
all right.
Like another pound and a half.
Good.
Almost two. So good. Yeah. Other than that, you guys can follow me at, oh yeah, by the way, mind, body, soul, no fucking excuses, # make Myron proud. When they hate, we create, buy real estate, and lose weight.
Hey! That's what I'm talking about.
John, where'd you find this?
Yeah.
Hey. Mo should be a rapper, man.
Yeah, Mo should be a rapper.
I should. Sounds like an interesting idea.
You'll be MC Slob.
Myron, you look like that tall nigga from Imaginary Friends cartoon, bro.
So who's that?
The nigga with the one eye with one arm, bro.
Bro, you've been like watching too much TV. You watch too much TV, nigga. You know all these pop culture references. You know every character. Every Disney movie. You're a fucking professional TV watcher, nigga.
And I was kind of showing my age last night. But other than that,
we're the same age.
I know exactly.
Yeah, we both 30. Well, I'm 32 now, but we both you're born 90, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mo, you're in your 30s, nigga?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, all y'all niggas old.
Damn. Yeah. Well, you look old, bro.
Fresh.
Shut
almost,
up.
Fresh, you almost there, bro.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
other,
29, nigga.
But chill. other than that, you guys can follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube. And both are the same names, Big Mo underscore BITW. That is BIGMO underscore BITW. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is the MO.
Bam, there you go. And Walt, you black as hell, and you got mad lines in your face, bro. What are you talking about?
Listen, man.
You look like an Oreo cookie, nigga. All that detail with the fucking...
Oh, that was a good one.
I know you're not talking.
Myron Jr.? We already confirmed. We already confirmed that I am not the pappy of that alleged child.
I know, I was talking shit.
We already did that.
Listen,
and and then, yeah, we got Miss Haram in the back, too. Shout out to her.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
Get into it? Okay.
Chats.
Oh, yeah. Let me read the chats.
1 second. And, guys, the numbers are on the screen. 515.
Yeah, if you guys want to call on the show.
9740.
Yeah, 515-605-9740, because you guys probably didn't hear from Chris, because no one understands what he says. 515-605-9740. Yo,
Did it earlier today? Not today. Earlier in the week. Did Chris say something? The girl was like, "Wait, what?"
Yo, Chris started talking. She was like, "What?" I looked at Myron. Myron looked at me. I was like, "Bruh, this thing is drunk. This thing is definitely drunk."
Hey, I'll fire your lip, man. Who knows?
Yo, when he gets drunk, bro, it's like literally like. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know what you're saying, bro. All
right, here's the first one.
Patroxen. That should be his new name. Patroxen.
No, no, wait, hold on.
Patroxen.
Patroxen.
Man. Okay.
Yerson.
Henny Chris. All right, all I have to say is I have been grinding hard as F these past few weeks and also sick as F. My life has improved so much because of Pastor Myron came back with the best tier support. I have an obligation to help you guys for helping me, and sorry for leaving. Thank you, Yerson. I appreciate it greatly, bro. Regardless, guys, you join Patreon at whatever level, whether you join at the $5 tier or you join at the $100 tier or whatever, we appreciate your support. It really does help us quite a bit. And, yeah, man, like I said, y'all see it. We put it right back into the show to make sure things are good. And, you know, because as you guys know, man, it's very expensive to maintain this studio, bro. It really is. So we appreciate it, man. $5, Big Al. Just got back from Las Vegas. Time to relax and watch FNF for the rest of the day. Hey, that's what we're talking about. We got you, baby. Rasheen Sessions, best podcast of this generation. I salute y'all. Hey, man, yo, bro, seriously, we are the best.
One of a kind.
Ain't nobody else doing what we're doing, bro, as far as, like, with the content quality, the production quality, at the level that we do it, with the consistency that we do it, and the frequency we do it. Goddamn, you guys are getting 3 podcasts today. You got a clip earlier. You guys get 2 shorts a day. You got the Clips channel that's putting out 2 videos a day. Bro, we've been putting out damn near 10 videos a day between all our channels.
And then FedIt, the vlog channel.
Oh, then over that, if you use those channels too. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Chris in the back stuttering. You got Mo breaking chairs in the back. Bro, we going hard in the paint, baby.
Allegedly.
Oh, no. I hear that chair, bro. That chair is on its last fucking stand, man, right now, bro.
this chair is stronger than it sounds, bro. Just
bro, that chair is, remember the Alamo, bro. We on the last fucking bar here, man. Like,
just know this chair is handled bigger than me, bro.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Man, I hear that shit squeaking every 2 minutes, bro.
Who, Mo?
Yeah, who?
Just a former coworker in my old job. That's all.
All right, nigga.
Okay.
You the black E-Honda. All right, Mo, how do you feel about Sac Madiq getting canceled? I don't know who that – oh.
Got your ass.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. You did get me right there. I ain't going to lie, bro.
Gotcha, bitch.
Okay. The Avengers Assemble interview was legendary. Shout out to Waller, Tate, Sterling, and Rolo. You guys making a difference. Speaking of Avengers, we're going to have – You know what?
No,
I need the likes up.
Don't say it now.
Because I got 2 big announcements. No, I got 2 of them, Chris.
Yeah.
I got 2 big ones.
Yeah, 2 of them.
Yeah, I got 2 of them. So I need y'all to like the goddamn video. Once we get to an acceptable amount of likes, I will drop the announcement for you guys. It's fucking huge. It is 2 of them. Anyway, Sebastian,
Wait,
$5.
Nicole, would you say it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Can I get a haram for Zed? I knew somebody was going to say that shit. Yeah, give her the haram. All right. Can I? Then we got George Zimmerman, innocent, $2 from Mo.
What? I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Then we got
that's
Byron.
What, that's what the E. So
look like Gandhi
me.
And Cell from Dragon Ball Z had a baby. Okay, fuck you, Mo. I think that's Mo defending you on defending the Mo in studio.
No, yeah. Because
it's Mo with an E.
No, it's E in it, so.
Oh, yeah, okay,
so
never mind.
Like, so that's not me, yeah. I don't know.
No, but someone's defending you on the Mo account.
Green Junkies, do it yourself. Can I build credit with an ITIN? Also fresh top 3 clones. More, let's go. Mo, let's get that goal, my boy. Okay. Remember, guys, it's Mo without the E, I guess, because he gets really offended by that.
I did a live stream yesterday. I spoke about colognes. So the one that I use personally is Invictus. Paco Rabanne is really good, actually. I'm telling you right now, guys, I don't get too many compliments on my looks, but my fragrance, I'm telling you, bro, girls love it. So there you go.
So we got here, Myron, look like Holy Moly Donut Shop. Okay, D'Angelo. give me your Instagram, nigga, and I'll roast you live on air right now. If you really about that. Give me your IG, I'm going to look your shit up, bro. All right? It's easy when I'm here in the light. You can see me, but let me see you, bro. I'll cook you. All right? Welcome back, fellas. I'm loving the content. When Andrews, Tate, and Academics come back on the pod, also y'all should invite Aiden Ross for an episode. Andrew Tate, when he comes back to the States, anytime Andrew Tate comes, the Tates come to the States, guys, they pretty much stop here in Miami first. We pretty much have that relationship now at this point.
where Andrew's like fam. And then academics, anytime he's in Miami, same thing. He pulls up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the security pretty much at this point recognizes him. He just comes right up.
He's supposed to be here this weekend, but yeah. That nigga's doing something else.
Yeah. Shout out to academics, man. Good friend of ours. Fresh and him talk like every day. I think they date each other at this point.
Yeah.
Exotic LJ, should I chase girls if I don't have my own crib yet? I'm 20 in trade school. You can, bro. Just understand that, you know, not having your own spot is going to be a disadvantage.
Use your car, nigga.
Rajman, hello, I am on call waiting for you. Okay, cool. Oh, you got to put your number.
I know, he's stupid.
And then 2T Mania 2608. So, guys, real quick. So, we're going to start taking the calls now. If you want to skip the line, put the last four digits of your number and super chat it in, and then Chris is going to file it accordingly because we get a lot of calls, and I want to make sure. I know some of y'all really got to get on and talk to us. So, let's hit the phone lines now.
We got four more. Going.
Oh, okay. Mine look like an Arab Manu Ginobili. Okay, fuck you. I shoot like him too, bro, and I don't miss. Okay?
Real Sam Bay.
Just supporting my guy's question. Y'all should start a street content or get a guy to go out and ask questions on the street. I thought about that, bro. But, yo, that shit is extremely time-consuming. Street interviews, bro.
I used to do pranks, bro, and public interviews, bro. That is a full-time job. And honestly speaking, we got our boy DB God doing that. So when he does videos, we'll just react to it, bro.
Yeah, bro. Y'all don't notice Fresh's other channel. Was it the CEO Lifestyle one? Or the Fresh Prince CEO?
Fresh Prince CEO.
Yo, Fresh Prince CEO channel. If you guys look back, that used to be a prank channel, and I actually went out with him and we filmed a video on like, do you like tall guys or some shit? Y'all know how long it took us to film that?
That shit was long.
Like 2-3 weeks, bro.
Bro.
Granted, it was in the middle of COVID and there were like no girls here, so it was harder to get reactions and shit like that. But it was still a pain, bro. It was extremely time consuming. It's annoying. Like, I have a newfound respect for people that do like real prank channels and like street interviews, because that shit is not fun, bro. Like, people be dumb. They say dumb shit. Like, it's
even vlogging, man.
Yeah, vlogging too. That shit trash. What else? Anything
let's
else?
Get the first caller.
All right, let's get the first call on the line. Hey guys, do me a favor, like the goddamn video, okay?
2608.
What's up, caller?
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. What's up, man? I'm a really big fan of you guys. Thank you for having me on the line.
Thank you for calling, bro.
So I had a question. I saw the interview you guys had with Andrew Trayton, one of many. And I really like the one where he said depression is not real. It's something that really hits me because, to be honest, that kind of like kicked me into the line saying, wow, bro, I'm really in my feelings. I'm really just not thinking. And to be honest, that kicked me in the ass. So I really appreciate you guys for having him on the show and for giving me that thing. So I had a question. So when it comes to fitness, I'm 19. I'm about to start going to the gym. My question was, how do I keep on track when I have a craving, because I have a food addiction. I'm not necessarily super fat, but I do like my food. So I'm trying to get into fitness, and I want to know, what's Myron specifically, what did you do to like quit the food cravings? You know what I mean, man? Like, I really can't stop with the temptation, so I wanted to know, what did you do to
what are you craving exactly?
I like salty foods, man. I like hamburgers. I like meat. I'm from Uruguay. I'm not from Uruguay. My parents are. So I really, really love meat. I love red meat. So I want to know, like, how do I balance that out, being able to eat red meat and being able to, you know, also stay with the gains and not crave salty foods like french fries and other stuff like that.
Okay. You want the unfiltered truth right now?
Yes, sir.
Resist the fucking slave mind, bro. Stop being a fucking pussy and caving in to your hedonistic desires, okay? You got to understand, bro, especially when in the beginning of your fitness journey, you're going to have to make sacrifices, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of on you to decide how you're going to go about this. If you track your calories and control your calories, whether you eat salty foods, red meat, whatever it may be, you're going to still lose weight, okay? So you got to count your calories. But I know some people, once they start eating it, they can't stop. So you might have to cut it out your diet for a little bit, get to where you want to get to, and then you can reincorporate it back in nice and slowly. Because I'll tell you this, once you've lost the weight and you've busted your ass to get to a certain point, that temporary satisfaction of eating that tasty food does not override all the hard work that you put in to get to that point. So you might have to go away from it for a bit, right? Lose the weight, whatever it is that you need to do, hit that goal or come close to hitting that goal. That's going to be kind of your set mark that's going to keep you from regressing because it was so hard to get there in the first place. So you have to suffer for a bit to appreciate, you know, where you got to, and then you could potentially reincorporate it back to your diet. But what it comes down to, bro, having discipline and not being a pussy and just accepting the fact that
You're going to have to make sacrifices to win.
All right. That was clear to the cut, and I agree. You're right. All right. Now that's
the calories, my friend. The number one mistake people make when it comes to fitness and diet in general is they don't track their calories. Whatever gets measured gets managed. Say that again. Whatever gets measured gets managed. All right? Have you ever driven somewhere that you've never been to before?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times.
Okay. What's the first thing you do when you get in the car and you're driving somewhere you've never been before?
You look around. You really don't know the road. You try to navigate yourself well.
Yeah, but how do you navigate, though?
Typically GPS, trying
Boom.
To keep your eyes on the road.
Exactly.
Looking at the GPS, looking at signs.
Perfect. So you use a GPS because you're going somewhere you've never been before, right?
Yes, sir.
So you have a plan, correct? Because what happens if you don't have a GPS? You try to find the place. You waste time. You waste gas. You put wear and tear on your car. You maybe lose motivation to drive to that same destination. Use the GPS to save time, correct?
Yeah, you got it there.
Same exact thing with fitness, my friend. You need to track your calories and track your progress and see what the hell you're doing. That way you get to your destination as quickly as possible so you don't get frustrated and quit in the meantime. Most of the people that quit their fitness journey is because they weren't tracking shit, and then they can't actually see the progress that they're making. That's what's going to keep you inspired, keep you motivated to continue pushing forward. So you must track your calories. You must weigh yourself every week. You must take pictures of yourself so that you can see the progress and keep yourself accountable. Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't, bro. And when you look at the mirror, combined with the scale, combined with progress in the gym, and you track your calories, et cetera, you have a body of evidence that you can always refer back to. So if you do fall off the wagon, you know exactly where you can go back to make changes. But if you don't track it and document it, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're basically driving somewhere you've never been before with no GPS. And what happens? You might get fucking robbed. You might pick up a crazy hitchhiker, get killed, crash, et cetera. Same shit.
All right, man. I appreciate the advice. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. And in 3 months, when you guys have the call-in show again, I'll let you know. That's what my goal is. I want to reach my ultimate goal in 3 months. So in 3 months, when you guys have another call-in show, I'll let you know, man.
Cool, man. You better not be a fat piece of shit when you call in, and then I'm going to roast you. You got this, man. You got it.
Thank you, guys, man.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, next caller, 6729.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guy? It's me, Jersey, for Super Chat. Yo, before anything, bro, I was going to say, it's just thank you for everything that you guys are doing right now, because, bro, like, it's just, like, before I started watching you guys, like, bro, my life was a mess, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, man, you guys have helped me a lot. Like, the content has been on point. Yeah, it's funny because it's the first time calling you guys, and I'm a little bit nervous, but, yo, yeah, man, I got no words, bro. Like, it's funny that I don't have any, like, celebrity or athlete that I, like, you know, that I, like, admire, per se. And if it wasn't for you, Myron, and Donovan Sharp, like, my life would be a fucking mess, bro. I'm not gonna lie, man. Because I like how you guys are direct, bold, and don't give a fuck, so... Oh, shit, I cursed on the freaking phone. But I have so much deep appreciation for you guys. Not just the character, but just, like, the content. Because if it wasn't for the fucking content, I don't even know where. I'm sorry, because, like, my English is my fourth language. I speak 3 more languages, so I'm going to have a little bit difficulty to speak right now. But, yeah, man, like, thank you, bro. Thank you for everything.
No, and thank you, bro, for calling in. And phone calls like that definitely, it inspires us. Like I said, you know, we get a lot of hate, bro. And, getting all the love from you guys definitely makes it all worth it. So it is what it is, man. We're very polarizing. And, you know, you either hate us or you love us. And, you know, we're trying to pay attention more to the guys that love us, because that's what it's about. Because the haters are going to hate anyway. You know what I'm saying? So thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, man.
Peace. Listen, man. Chris, I don't know what's going on today. I just ate some food, so I'm quiet. But, nigga, I will roast you after this, nigga.
All right.
All right. Who's up next?
Nigga, you are roasted. 8136.
Yo, leave me alone, bro.
All right, go ahead, man.
What's up, caller?
It's good, yo.
Yo, what up?
What's up, man?
We all up to, man. Y'all just chilling today?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, we chilling, bro.
We just chilling on a Friday.
All
talking
right.
To you, nigga.
Bet. Yes, sir. Yeah, I just got off of work, man. I'm doing start Berkeley training right now. I talked to y'all a few days ago. I just want to let you know, fresh. We need to play 1-on-1, smash, bro. I seen you play. You kind of trash, fam. I sent you a message in the DM. So I can tell you where to reach out to, bro. I'm playing smash right now. So I normally don't play games like that, but I got time today. So whenever you have time for us, you can play.
You know what's funny? You sound like the guy I played 2 days ago. Had all this shit talk on Discord. I got bodied. So if you want to fire, bro, let me know. What's your Instagram?
TexasMade_25.
What?
TexasMade_25.
I bet.
Yes, sir,
we on.
There you go.
I'll tell you this, that Instagram is trash made. I already know you about to be garbage off that name alone, bro.
Bro, what? That's a cat, bro. That's a cat, man.
I got you, brother.
No,
Texas State_25.
I appreciate it, bro.
Cool, all right.
Bro.
You about to get, you about to get roasted, bro. That name alone tells me, let me know you about to take an L. The fuck?
You're crazy, bro. It's Spanish.
What was that?
I ain't Spanish, though, but it's Spanish. I think it's Portuguese.
What's Spanish?
How are you?
Okay. It's Spanish, but you ain't Spanish?
Yeah.
Bro, you better be good at this game, bro.
I'm all right, bro. I just not gonna beat you, though. That's all I'm saying.
All right, caller.
All right, nigga.
All right, man.
You want to say that, nigga? All right, cool.
All
right, bro. Later. You know what's funny? These guys have all this talk, bro. And then when I play them, I destroyed them, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you. I've seen you watch everybody, bro.
Listen, man. The humble ones are the ones that got the game, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Anyway, all right. Who's up next?
5458.
What up, bro?
Rod Eric.
Rod Eric.
Yo, what's good with y'all, fam?
Yo, Dallas, stand up. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, all the way. FNF, we up. Hey, shout out to all the chat niggas, man, to all the haters, to all the people that love us, man. Shout out to you guys. You know, like I said, I'm gonna tap in every other week just to kind of, you know, let my voice be heard. So how y'all been doing, man?
Doing great, bro. Working, bro. You know how it is. Nonstop.
Oh, yeah. Me too, man. We over here. You know, I got my boy Asif, man. We got some goals that we finna hit. He finna, you know, he might come over tonight, but we're going to pretty much break down some ideas that we have far as, like, some vlogs and stuff like that, bro. So we're moving in the right direction.
Good. I like that.
So
Litty Litty.
Now I wanted to add on. It's some other stuff I wanted to talk about, but I did want to add on. Do you mind if I ask the chat right now, anybody that's a sketch artist, do y'all mind? Is that cool?
Yeah, go for it, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, so anybody in the chat, man, look, I'm looking for a sketch artist, bro. I have an idea. So anybody in the chat, man, especially that's in Dallas, Texas, man, Texas, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking for somebody. I have a real good idea for a label that I want to put out there. And I'm looking for, you know, one of the top artists in Dallas, man, to sketch it for me. I already kind of have a blueprint, but I need somebody to help me. So if y'all can, you know, y'all mind if I shoot my Instagram?
Yeah, please. It's right. Go ahead, bro.
All right, cool. So, hey, y'all, my Instagram is at rshep. So that's the letter rshepdotcom.
Can we throw it in the link, Mo? All
right, y'all.
Our first, by the way, too. Can we throw the link in the chat?
Yeah,
let's throw his IG in the chat. And anybody that's like RP aware wants to kick it with Rod, good dude, man, one of our people, check him out in Dallas, man, because it's important to have – it's a very, very important, guys, to have like-minded people that you can, you know, chill with. Yeah, so anyone in North Texas area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, hit him up, bro.
Yeah, Rod is a real one, man.
He's a real one.
Yeah, and then, you know, definitely, you know, Fresh, man, you know, I sent you a DM about that Invictus, bro. I've been on that, bro. I already got it. You'll see it in the DM when you get a chance. So you write about that Invictus, bro.
I give you all the gems, man. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. I already know. And then one last thing. It just slipped my mind. But, yeah, I'm going to let some more callers get in, man. But anybody in the chat, man, y'all hit me up. I'm trying to get that sketch. I got a real dope idea, man, that I'm going to share with you. And that could definitely, you know, put me on. So y'all will see me on the podcast one day, man. And I'm going to be talking about that same idea that I had, man, from that time. So I'm looking for the best one, and I'm willing to invest in you as long as you're doing what you need to do, man. I'm willing to put in the work and make that that investment. So FNF gang, we up. I mean, y'all be easy.
All right, man. Peace.
I love, bro. If you don't have someone in the chat, you can go to Fiverr or Upwork and find that artist for you as well. So there you go.
Yeah. Cool. All right,
okay,
guys.
Okay, cool.
So,
yeah, send me a DM, bro.
All right. Awesome. Cool. So, guys, do me a favor. Like the goddamn video. All right. And then let's move on to the next caller.
8840.
What's up?
Raj.
Hello. Fresh and fit. My name is Raj.
Hello, my man.
I am 28 years old. I live in UK. And for better or worse, I've not paired with lady. You know, I'm very sick and tired of beating my cobra and swiping on Tinder, you know.
Yeah, you're trolling, huh?
Ladies in UK, they're not my cup of tea, you know. Even the Indian girls here, they're no boobs. And I want my face in boobs, you know. And you know, I want to have a son named Raj, not John or Eric. So what is step one?
Bro, you trolling.
Yeah.
You trolling hard, bro. Okay. So you want to know how to have a son? Is that the question? Is this Pariet? The Twitch streamer? Is this Pariet?
Hmm.
All right. I think he's gone.
I think he's off the line now.
Yeah. Call drop.
All right. Call drop. All right. Next person.
That's funny. 9470. Beat the microba. 9470.
What's up?
What's up, caller?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's up, man? What's your question?
So. I've been using the site my recommends like the sugar babies and stuff, and I've been using that,
okay.
The seeking arrangements. Yeah. I've been like diversifying how you guys say, like using like dating apps and in person, cold approach and all that. And I've
good.
Literally had like, I guess, I'd say about 5 chicks literally in the last week. And they literally say, I don't know if I'm being trolled or something, but they say like, it's a privilege for you to be talking to me. And I just get, like, this huge sense of entitlement, and I don't even, like, want to proceed with, like, the conversation anymore. So I'm just wondering, like, I get a lot of that from these Western women. Is that even, like, worth dealing with? Because, like, I literally, like, how you say lose hair follicles, because, like, I don't believe the entitlement when I talk to them. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, bro. A big reason, I know some of you guys wonder, hey, when you guys bring these girls on a pod, why do you sit there and you keep talking to them or arguing with them or debating with them or whatever? To be honest with you guys, the reason why we do it is so that you guys can learn that a lot of women, especially attractive ones, don't operate in reality. And this is a perfect example of that. This is what happens, bro. So, like, here's the thing, guys. Watch our podcast to become aware, but don't take that awareness and be angry at the world. You understand? We tell you guys this stuff so that you can understand women so that you don't get mad. Does that make sense? I don't want you guys to hold that, like, RP rage or anger at these women. I want you guys to understand them so that you don't get mad at what's inevitably going to happen, because the fuckery is going to come. It is absolutely going to come. The key is that you need to be prepared for it, know that it's coming, and then accept it when it does come and be prepared for it, okay? So here's the thing. Maybe you're just like – maybe it's just you're still kind of get. You said you just started using sugar sites, so you're not used to it or whatever, and these girls with the crazy entitlement. Bro, get used to it. This is how a lot of modern-day women think. And the more attractive they are, the more ridiculous a sense of entitlement is going to be, my friend. You just got to get used to it, accept it, and just roll with the punches and not necessarily let it show, okay?
Yeah. And also, you might not be their ideal type, so just understand that, like, where coming from is the entitlement, of course, like you said earlier. But use it to your advantage. Hey, you're entitled? Cool. Once you get what you want, that's all that really matters here, because – look, you're not going to change your mindset. You're in the U.S., you're in the West. So, like, at this point, bro, play the game to win, because you know what you want. You know what they want. Obviously, don't get finesse, but you use it to your advantage. I mean, it's kind of like if you go in there thinking that they're different or they're sugar and spice, of course, that's the wrong approach to have because you're on a sugar site. But if you go in there saying, you know what? Okay, cool. I know what I want. I'm not here to get finessed, and these chicks are playing this game with me. Cool. I'll play back with them, but even better. Or if you don't want to go that route as well, find different chicks that are not on that level. Like, for example, some chicks want money. Some chicks want a good time. Some chicks actually want you to, like, pay up front. So it's like, you got to figure out what you want and then cut out those chicks that are not what you want and go to chicks that actually give you what you want, because it's a whole type of, like, quality chicks there that are either better or worse. So you got to choose what you want. But, yeah, they're hella entitled, bro. It's part of the game. You're on a sugar site, so that's what it is, honestly. Make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, I feel you guys on that. It's just like, I remember, like, they say, like, that, like, oh, it's privilege to talk to me, and then, like, I'm done with it. Like, I do what you guys say, just, like, drop it. they're supposed to be an asset, not like a liability. And then all of a sudden I get like spam calls. They spam text me like, you're an asshole. Why aren't you talking to me now? You were cool with me. And I'm like, you literally said it's a privilege to talk to you. Like, who the fuck are you? So I'm just like, I dropped him. I'm done with it. So
yeah,
I don't want to deal with it.
I mean, if you don't do it, I understand that, but like you're on the site, so they're going to come at you in an angle. So I would just say, just play the game. Act like you're not like fully aware and get what you want, bro.
And
I mean,
here's another thing too. So I don't know if you guys know this, but like a lot of our detractors like look at my SA profile or my sugar profile in general, because I use that bio like on a lot of my dating sites, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, look at this guy, he's a narcissist, he's an asshole, blah blah blah. Or like they look at it and be like, because we've been talking about sugar sites for what, almost two years now at this
yeah,
point,
pretty much.
So and a lot of you guys like made fun of my profile saying like, oh, this guy has no game, look at it. See, this is how I know a lot of people are stupid and don't really understand women. The reason why I make my profile abrasive like that
filter.
Up front is because it filters out girls that are escorts, girls that are trying to finesse, girls that are on some bullshit. Because I know now I put myself in a position where I'm playing the same exact stupid game that they play. A lot of women think that their shit don't stink. But when a man does it back to them, it makes them more. It makes you attractive to them, guys, whether they women want to accept it or not. It's rare for a man to act like them and then actually be able to walk it like they talk it. So that's why I purposely make my profile very abrasive and upfront and direct like that, because I'd rather lose girls that are on some fuck shit, right, and get girls that are interested in me and get less than get a lot more leads that are a waste of time. Because the thing is, when you're dealing with girls, especially when you're working volume, your job is to get rid of the girls that are time wasters. Does that make sense? So making a profile sometimes that might come off a little bit more dickish can actually help you with filtering out girls. Now, obviously, it depends on you. If you're like me and you're working volume and you can afford to lose girls, do it. But that might help you as well, where girls are going to come at you better on the site or whatever dating platform you have, especially sugar sites where girls are more hotter, but they're more entitled.
We need an episode about this. More edgy and real on Patreon.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Because we break it down a bit on we have an episode on our pod. I'll check at the Womanizer Wednesday playlist where we talk about it.
Yeah.
But we need to actually like give you guys something more raw. But we can't talk about
we
all of it on
here.
We can't. Yeah. We really can't say it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, but that's really those are some things that you can kind of implement. But just understand that the hotter the girl, the more she's gonna be entitled like that, bro. Whether she shows it or not, you'll know from her actions when they're on fuck shit. That's just how it is, bro. Like, if you're in the United States, that's just how it is. You're a major city. Sorry, bro. That's just – you just got to accept it, not get mad. And whatever you do, don't show that rage, that RP rage to the girl. Don't do that. It'll fuck you up.
Myron, I took your advice fully on that, like, direct on the seeking page. Because, like, I have, like, fat bitches, like, 300 pounds hitting me up. They're, like, they want $500 for, like, for them to, like,
yeah.
post my
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, no, you're
– like, what am I fucking paying for?
If girls are hitting you up and immediately going to money, your profile is garbage, bro. That's how I know your shit ain't good.
Make sure you put in there no PPM,
yeah.
bro. At least.
Yeah, you already.
No allowances, bro.
Yeah.
I don't put. It's just like they directly just message me that PPM. I didn't even know what PPM meant. I looked up and like, what the fuck is this? Like, they want me to pay. I don't pay stuff. I'm on that site for like how you guys said. I don't pay any chicks.
Yeah,
so.
But if girls are approaching you on that line, bro, I already know your profile is not. It's trash. If they're already coming, if they're hitting you up like on some fuck shit like that. Your profile is trash. But, yo, we'll make a video on this on Patreon. I don't want to go deeper into this for certain reasons. But we'll make a video on this on Patreon, bro.
All right,
caller?
Cool. I'll just DM you if you want to see my page and give me an opinion on it. I could do that.
Do it on Patreon. All right?
Patreon? Sure. That's cool.
Yeah,
because
a lot of guys are going to benefit from it.
All right, that's fine. God bless.
All right, man.
Bye,
later.
Man.
Let's read a few chats.
Okay, where are we at?
One second. Right here.
Mine look like... Nope, read that one. Just supporting my guy's question, y'all should start a street... Nope. Chris, man. Not even drunk yet.
Not yet.
Myron, I'm Palestinian and I love the Sudanese. Can we both agree that Egyptians are the most hated from the Middle East? LOL. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, a lot of people do hate on them. Edamola. I went to the club after weeks of studying. I got a girl's number, but I don't know what to do now. I'm in college, by the way. Hit her up, man. Stop being a fucking pussy. Hit her up. Just remember, guys, that a number closed doesn't mean shit in 2022, bro. It really doesn't. Like, I know back in the day, 10 years ago, you know, when Mr. and them were teaching game, you know, a number closed meant something. It does not mean shit nowadays, bro. Like, women don't even... Sometimes the IG close is better than a fucking number close, bro.
Right, 'cause at least they remember you from your profile.
Yeah.
The text. Wait, who are you again?
Yeah, bro. And then girls could block your number, and then a lot of girls have the setting on their iPhone. I don't know if y'all noticed, but a lot of girls have the setting on this on their iPhone where if it's a random number, they don't even get the message. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I went to the club after weeks of studying. Read that one. $10 from Timothy Thompson. Yo, Myron, what are you at for big three lifts at the gym? I need a goal to reach. It depends on your personal goal, bro. I'm not a powerlifter, so I don't care about that. I don't even know what my top big three are right now because I don't lift for numbers. I lift for aesthetics, which when you're lifting for aesthetics versus lifting as a powerlifter, two different. You're using the same tool, right? Weights, but you have different goals. Just like a chef versus a serial killer, they both use knives, but they have totally different goals. One is trying to make you, gourmet food, and the other one is trying to make you gourmet for some rats. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's two different roles. So you got to understand that just because you use the same tools does not necessarily mean you have the same goal outcome. Hanun Ali, $5 Canadian. Maya looks like Timon from Lion
Timon.
King. Timon. Oh,
from Lion King.
From Lion King. Okay. Send your IG in, bro, so I can roast you. $2 from Seto Kaiba. Chris looked like Terrence Howard with a huge forehead.
Yeah, this should be call-in show roast session. For
yeah,
real.
Facts. Archer, call Moe's chair Leonidas. His arse is Xerxes. Okay. Myra, no cap. With that nose, you could smell what Moe had for lunch. I can. It was onions. $5. Kenny P. Hey, Myron, really enjoyed your O-Block breakdown. Do you think feds will go after Tukaville after they wrap up the O-Block case? Potentially. $2, Mo. Hey, yo, you that red meat can't live without, okay? You love that red meat you can't live without, okay? That Oreo joke had me dying from God Uchi. 8136, Myron looks like Rasputin and Fresh looks like Black History Month on night mode, okay? Myron can smell what the rock is cooking. Mo ate it, okay? And that's from D'Angelo. Andrew JP, 34. Myron, thank you for your direct words. I used to be fat as fuck at 21 with your motivation. I'm down to 14 stone at 6'3". Love from the UK. Hey, shout out to you, my friend.
Nice.
You know, I don't know what's better, the fact that you lost all that weight or the fact that I don't know what 14 stone is, nigga. But anyway, it means that you lost some kind of weight. And that $10, Jennifer Grubber. Oh, shit. One of our – a woman. This is rare. Guys, just want to say thank you for your content. I've been married for over 20 years, but I find this podcast has helped me to understand my husband's point of view more. Okay,
awesome.
That's
good
what we're talking about, baby. Yeah, okay.
It's funny. We met a couple at Jordan Peterson's event.
Yes.
And they actually had a rocky relationship at the very beginning, started watching our content, and the wife or the girlfriend was kind of like upset a little bit at the content. Then
she watched it,
she understood, hey, you know what? Now I understand why my husband does what he does or boyfriend does what he does. And over time, they watch it together now, and they love it.
Yeah. What I've also come to realize, guys, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but a lot of girls come on the show and they get offended at what I say because it's very obvious to me that either A, these girls didn't have brothers growing up or a father figure, or B, they've just been lied to their whole life and they've never been told directly about their inadequacies. And women aren't used to criticism, guys. Like, you got to understand that women just don't criticize each other in general and they're not used to it. So you come on a podcast and someone tells you, hey, being fat is unacceptable as a woman. Oh my God. That's like, bro, that's like a foreign language to a lot of women. So it is what it is, man. That's women always look at when you speak directly, they're almost always going to look at it as misogyny, contempt. You hate women, blah, blah, blah. You who hurt you, whatever. Like, women are not used to direct speaking, bro. Like, hell, when I said, when we had that girl that was progressive, right? She was like basically what she thought was progressive, but she wasn't going to look at me and give me that same benefit of being progressive. She's like, oh, you're that's not the right word to use. They're more concerned with words and fucking tone.
You're close-minded.
Yeah, than like operating in reality. And this is where a lot of girls stand, guys. This is why, these SJWs, these, super liberal people, et cetera, they tend to be women because women don't operate in fucking reality, bro. A lot of them don't. Let's just be honest here. And a lot of guys don't operate in reality either, but with men, it's like you're more probable to operate in reality because reality reinforces your bad decisions. If you're a loser as a guy, reality constantly reminds you that you're a loser. Bitches don't fuck you. People make fun of you. You ain't getting your dick stuck. Reality reinforces that you're a dork. But as a woman, you can be a fat slob, annoying as hell, and some simp is still going to send you a DM and cash apps. So
they might not like you, but they will dick you down.
Yeah, exactly. And girls think that they always conflate sexual attraction with real attraction, and that's not how it goes. If Jabba is a hut, lost weight. He looked like Fresh, and Myron looks like Arab Kobe. RIP to the GOAT. Thank you. That's a good compliment. What do you think of a girlfriend wearing sport leggings? And that's from 115 all the way from Australia. It's
she
up to you, bro.
If she goes to the gym, bro, I mean, she's probably going to wear sport leggings.
Yeah. Sean Ingram. Hey, Myron and Fresh. You guys have been extremely educational. Take it from a 51-year-old, which is proof that you can learn from anyone, 3659. Got you.
Cool.
Health question. Is what has been said about carbs a myth that it makes you fat? Understand that it's easy to overeat, but at the end, it's about tracking calories. Yes. That is a myth, guys. Carbs don't make you fat. Eating in a calorie surplus makes you fat. So whether those calories come from carbs, fat, or protein, if you eat in a calorie surplus, you're going to get fat. This is why a lot of vegans look like shit, because they eat a lot of calories regardless of the fact that they that they eat, you know, they don't eat meat. It's because they eat in a calorie surplus. Same thing with people that are on keto, whatever it is. You can still get fat eating a diet without carbs or with carbs. It's just about tracking calories, guys. Remember, 1 gram of carb is 4 calories. 1 gram of protein is 4 calories. 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. So if you eat in a surplus, regardless of the assortment of the macros, you're still going to gain weight, okay? Because every calorie, regardless of every macro, protein, carbs, and fat, still has a calorie allotment to each gram of it, okay? So that's why tracking calories is the most important thing, and then your macro distribution is right after. And the most important macro when it comes to body composition is protein, guys. You need to what they did was they did some studies, and they found that if protein and overall calories are equated, it does not matter what your distribution of fat and carbs is. I'm going to say that one more time for you guys, real slow. Studies have found, okay, if you match protein and calories, it does not matter what your macro breakdown of fats and carbs is. So whether you're on a high-carb diet, right, or you're on a low-carb diet, but protein and calories are matched, it does not matter. 2,000 calories as a keto person versus 2,000 calories on a regular diet eating carbohydrates, but protein is matched, you're going to lose weight at almost an identical rate, guys. So that's how important energy in versus energy out is, you know? Calories are the most important component when it comes to body composition, quickly followed by protein. Boom.
Fitness Friday.
Yeah, Fitness Friday right there for y'all. Anybody else? Okay. Remember, guys, that weirdo in Brazil was locked up in Las Vegas for
coercion. Get a life chipmunk. Go eat these nuts.
For a coercion, get a life chipmunk. Go eat those nuts, man. Yo, kick life is... Ricky531, should you be upfront with a chick about your age? Mid-30s guys looking to get with young college girls. Yeah, you can. You're not old enough yet where you got to hide it. Once you start getting into late 30s and 40s, you're going to have to start, you know, sounds horrible, but you're going to have to kind of white lie it a little bit, at least until the girl meets you. Because you guys got to remember that girls have this perceived notion that if you're 40 years old or older, like, you're going to be an old, creepy man. But if you take care of yourself and you look good and you don't look like you're 40, they'll break the rules. Yeah, they'll break the rules for that.
Yeah.
$5, a deal and dough. FNF always bringing the heat. Y'all have talked about how you've been networking events. Have y'all thought about hosting your own FNF fam for the FNF fam?
Yes.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yesterday. So we'll work on that.
Okay, $5 from Mike Sinatra. We need a Hafiz and Rolo debate. This passive aggressiveness has gone too far. Guys, please set it up.
What? Well, that'd be pretty good.
Well, I don't know what you passive aggressive. Okay.
So I gotta
keep up then.
Yeah.
How do you exercise options while in an open relationship if you can't bring her home to your place? Well, you're not exercising options, bro, because the girl's dictating how things go, bro. What the fuck is going on here?
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
She's making the rules right now.
What the fuck? Okay, Teodro Perez, how do I call in? I'm from Australia. I got a line, link story these guys will love. Okay, the number's on the screen. I don't know how Australia. There's a way. I know there's a way for the UK people to call in, but for Australia,
you can use Magic Jack. That's a way you could call in, but I don't know.
Okay,
it's an app.
$10 from Chaos Knight. Y'all hear about Long Beach Griffey creating an OnlyFans? The censorship is crazy. Yeah, bro.
Yes,
it's kind of lame,
man. YouTube, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's some bullshit.
All right, let's go over the phone numbers.
All right.
3659.
Okay, let's do it. Yo, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? This is Sean.
Yo, what's up, Sean?
I got a couple of things, but one of them was that girl, I remember the other day, the girl that you had on, the progressive girl. I'm not going to lie to you. I like your guys' format as far as like having girls on, showing guys, you know, what to expect when dealing with the opposite sex. But the progressive girl, I mean, it was hard. I mean, I can understand you guys' frustration because it was hard trying to get her to understand at least meet in the middle to understand where other people's perspectives were coming from. You know, she wants to change the world. Like, she wants to come out here and just totally change the world. And that's really not realistic. I mean, you guys tell men and women, basically, look, this is the world we live in. We teach you, I mean, you guys teach people how to navigate through the world we live in. Because it's not easy. It's not hard. I mean, it's not easy. It's hard, and it could get rough. So you guys teach how to navigate through that. And that's mm-hmm. what I pretty much appreciate about you guys. And that girl, she just wasn't getting it.
Like I said, bro, women live a different reality than we do, so you can't expect them to. Most of the time when I have these talks with them, bro, it's just so y'all can see the delusion. It's not really for them, because I know they're going to go right back to doing whatever they were doing. Because society rewards them for their ineptitude when it comes to, like, understanding how men operate. Like, women don't get punished for not knowing what men want and or catering to men in 2022. So why the hell are they going to improve when there's no negative consequences for their poor decisions? Regardless of how they behave, people are going
to
accept them.
They don't have to care because
they don't have to care, right?
We come in here, we talk to them, tell them the truth. They'll hear it. Oh, that's insensitive. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And they'll listen. They'll take it in. Oh, in this ear? Oh, that ear?
Yeah.
And then they go back to the club or whatever they're doing like normal. Because there's no...
Go back.
So, yeah, bro, that's just how it is. The only reason we even have these discussions with them is so y'all can see the delusion real time and HD. That's the only reason why.
So we're not here to change anybody's minds, bro.
Yeah.
We're here to
educate you guys to let you know why it's youth out to argue women. Real talk.
Right. I truly, listen, you guys, I listen to you guys. Every time it pops up in my YouTube notifications, I'm always on it. I'm always watching. I've been watching you guys for almost 2 years now. And I just love the format, the way you guys, everything about what you guys do, because it's, in my opinion, it's brilliant, because it's entertainment, but we also get to be educated, we get to be, and we get to see exactly, I don't know how you guys came up with that, and I got to praise you guys for that, but we actually, because I come from, like, I became a man in the 90s. And basically, these are questions, huh?
It was much different back then.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, like, even in the 90s, even as I'm coming up as a young man, I still had the questions about, female nature, things that they do and why do they do these things. And you guys now today, you guys have a format where we actually can see it on full display. So I'm just very thankful for that, because we really do. You really do need to know how, and it's not to have a one-up on anybody or anything like that. It's just basically you just need to know how to deal with them in a way where you're not sacrificing too much, or you're not on the losing end of things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest takeaway, brother, is that, like, you understand how women are, and you don't expect them to be what you want them to be. It's just who they are.
Yeah.
Rather than, why aren't you like that? Hey, this is how they are. Understand it. Don't hate them. There's no hate. This is what the game is. I'm going to play accordingly. That's it.
And I'll just leave you with this last thing, bro. We teach you guys this stuff, right? Shout out to Roel. He talks about this in his book, and I agree 1,000%. One of the things I think is very important for guys to understand. You don't take the RP and understand female nature to hate women. It's so that you can understand them, so you don't hate them for what they can never be, bro, which is, logical pragmatists that understand where you're coming from. They're not. They're just not, bro. Like, I always compare men and women, like, one's a self-made millionaire, the other one is a trust fund baby. They do not understand the struggles and rigors it takes to become a self-made millionaire, because they inherited their fucking money, whereas you have to scale up 3 different businesses to gain that money. So they cannot identify with your struggle as a man whatsoever. That's why we tell guys it's pointless to have a female friend. It's pointless to sit there and have platonic female friends. Like, it's not in your best interest to confide in them. Like, it just doesn't work because they don't live in the same reality you do. And I know people are going to say, oh, my God.
How dare you?
But it's the truth, bro. We live completely different existences, and there's nothing wrong with that. All right? But anyway, we're going to move on to the next caller. And for all you guys listening,
thank you so much, guys.
All right, man. Peace.
Thanks, man.
For all the guys listening out there, guys.
All right, take care.
You do not take the RP to hate women, guys. You take the RP so you don't hate women for what they'll never fucking be to you guys. A lot of you guys think that women have honor and they're like us and, they should do what's right, whatever. No, bro. Women do what's right for them. Men are taught do what's right. Okay? You're taught do what's right. Women are taught do what's right for you.
And also, you want true peace? We need to understand how women really are. And understand what you want.
You accept it.
You don't get mad or upset at what they do. You say, oh, cool. I knew this was coming. Bet. Now I know how to perceive without being a raging idiot.
Yeah.
So,
it's like dealing with children, man. Don't get mad at kids for what they do, man. They don't know any better.
Chris, you want to talk, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get mad at the girls. You know?
Oh, you don't?
2066. I get annoyed, but... I mean,
go ahead, 2066. What's up, bro? And yo, guys, just so you know, we're going to kill the Twitch stream right now, and we're going to go to YouTube only. So Twitter and Twitch,
jump on YouTube right now. Throw the link in the chat, please, guys. And let's get this thing going.
All right, caller.
All right, go ahead, caller. All right. Fresh, you take this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can hear me?
What's that, caller?
Yeah, let me talk to that Myron guy real quick.
Oh.
Myron.
He wants you.
Myron.
I'm going to give you a piece of my mind.
That's he had to step away, so you got to give it to me.
All right, Fresh.
Wait, he's coming
back.
Hold on.
What I want to talk about
is... No, he's coming back. Hold on.
Going on? Give him a second. He's coming.
Caller, is it really that crazy?
It's been on my mind for weeks now.
Okay, he's coming right now. Got your chance. All right, sorry about that, guys. We got Michaela coming soon. So, all right, cool. What's up?
Yeah, Myron, I want to tell you, you're a egotistical, narcissistical, monomystical piece of trash. And
fantastic.
I say that because no, I was just trolling. Okay, so the real question is, with that Akash guy, wasn't he a virgin until he was like 40? So how does he expect people to take his advice on girls serious?
I mean, my friend, this is that's mainstream media for you, bro. I mean, that's
okay. Now I got another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Andrew was asked if he was going to have a prenup with his wife, and he said, he said he would never have a prenup because that's like saying his wife would never make more money than him. And did some research, found out his wife doesn't make any money. She's still in school.
Okay.
So, I just want to tell the guys not to take advice from these flagrant two. That was pretty much it. Just
Hold on. Why did you do that research, bro? Like, I'm just curious. Like, you just wanted to know, or it was like
they were so opinionated at the interview. It was like watch a video or two, and it just popped up on the first video that I watched. And but
yeah. All right. I mean, here's the thing, bro. Like, we already knew going in there that they were gonna like. Because here's the thing, bro. This is kind of, and we're gonna talk about this in better detail when we have our people come through. But in general, when you go to mainstream media, what they're going to do is they're going to always try to demonize this way of thinking, and they're going to try to like attack it with, you know, shame language of who hurt you, or yo, not all women are like that, blah blah blah. They're going to appeal to like, you know, to ethics and virtue and stuff like that, and that's kind of what it was, bro. I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of it was a lot of virtue signaling. Let's just keep it all the way 1000. Another thing too, I know there was a rumor that like they didn't want to put the interview out and they were going to give us a clip, and we could have, guys, we actually asked for the full footage ourselves to put it out there. Because there was a part that was cut out, and they never gave it to us. So I just want to make that very clear that we actually did ask for a full copy of the interview to put it on our stuff, because, you know, we do our stuff raw. You know what I'm saying? Live. Y'all see all the fuck-ups. You guys see everything. And we wanted to give it to you guys. You know, that too. We wanted to give it to you guys so you guys can see it for yourself and judge, because there was a portion in it where what's the dude's name?
Alex
basically said, yo, you teach girls, you teach guys how to coerce girls into sex. And I was like, oh, okay. And I like addressed that, but they cut that part out. You know what I'm saying?
Because he assumed
that
off of one clip.
Off of one clip. And I addressed that, and that was not put in the interview. That was actually cut out. So that's why I wanted to put that out, the whole thing. We requested the whole thing, and we never got it. So, you know, people having this rumor that, oh, they gave you all the chance to get the full thing and edit it and all this other stuff, and you guys decided to put it up. No, that's not true. We actually asked for the full one, and we never got it.
He said it made us look bad, but no, it kind of made them look bad, being honest with you.
Yeah.
But hey,
I mean, anyone that has a red lens and has any kind of awareness or common sense can see that we went in there, we were trying to give our views, constantly interrupted, etc. And here's the thing: when you go on someone else's platform, I ain't gonna disrespect them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna just give our views. You know, if you don't want to understand them, that's completely fine. We're gonna give our views, and it is what it is. You don't have to agree with it, you know. And they don't agree with us on a lot of things, which is fine. We can have that respectful discourse. But you know, that's just. You know, I think it's just important to put all the content out there and let the people decide.
They just wanted to change our minds and prove a point. That's the main thing here, guys.
Yeah, they wanted an apology. Like, it was very obvious Alex wanted an apology, and that's not what's going to happen, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we stand on what we said, 10 toes down. We don't care what y'all think. The whole reason why we became popular in the first place is because we go against the grain and say what we want to say, and we don't care what popular media thinks, so we're never going to fucking change. And you guys can repeat that again. Let me say that one more time for everybody out there that might be listening. Oh.
We don't give a fuck what popular media says. We're going to continue to say what the fuck we want to say, and we don't care what anyone about what anyone thinks. We're not going to apologize for it. It is what it is. We said what we fucking said, and we're going to continue to say it, and we don't give a fuck what anyone thinks, bro. And that's no disrespect to the guys over Flagrant or anyone else. It's just we do our content, and we don't care about, you know, what people think, bro. Like, we're just going to keep doing what we got to do. Like, I don't care. If I offend you, okay, go cry somewhere. I don't give a fuck. You don't have to watch us. You know, it's amazing to me how it's crazy because, like, women come and watch our content purposely to get triggered. It's amazing. Like, I don't go over to, like, you know, the female blogs and the female, you know, content creators, et cetera, that bash men all day and, like, you guys are some toxic misandrists. You guys definitely don't get any husbands. You guys are fucking hurt. No, I don't give a fuck what they do. Who cares?
Go watch The View.
Yeah, go watch The View. Go watch The View. Go watch these angry feminists, whatever. Why is it that it's okay for women to come over to male spaces and criticize us, but no one gives a fuck and criticizes women in their female spaces? You guys want to know why? Because they even know their spaces are full of bullshit, where it's a bunch of echo chambers, no one challenges each other, and they know deep down, even though I have this belief system of, you know, I should be treated like a princess, blah, 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 reality doesn't reinforce this for me. Why haven't I found Mr. Right? I went to school. I did everything right. I rode the cock carousel, blah, blah, blah. Why am I not getting a guy? Listen, you dumb hoe.
Stupid.
The reason why is because you live in a Disney fairy tale and you don't accept reality. Over here, we speak reality. That's why you keep fucking coming over here, watching me rant to the guys, not even for you. Oh, my God. These are angry misogynists. Listen, you dumb hoes. I'm talking to the men right now. And over here on our side of the internet, we tell the fucking truth because we cannot lie to each other. If I tell a dude, manifest it, bro. You're going to get the bad bitch that you want. He ain't going to get her. Make a fat, no money. Smells, lives with his mom, he ain't gonna get the bitch. I'll be a fucking liar. But on the female side, it's okay, girl. Love your curves. Be a fat piece of shit. Be annoying. Be a bitch. Be rude. Be crass. You gonna get the guy that you want? No. No. But they tell each other that, and they know it's a lie. So what the fuck do? They come over to the male side. No, oh, I gotta get some answers. I gotta see what the guys think. They hear what I say. Oh, my God. This is offensive. I don't know if I can take this. Oh, my God. This is triggering. But they keep watching, though. They keep fucking watching, sending me DMs. Who hurt you? Your mom's black. I'm like, shut up, you dumb hoe. I don't even respond. I just block them most of the time. But the point is, guys, is that the women come and invade the male space, and there's a reason for that. They know their content is trash. They know they're capping to each other. They know their lives are miserable, and they're looking for fucking answers. That's why they're coming over here, watching me go on rants like this and clipping it and say, this guy's crazy. Bitch, why are you watching? Because you know I'm telling the truth. It hurts you deep down, but you know it's the truth. You know all your fat friends are lying to you, bitch. And you know I'm telling you the truth. So go suck a dick. We ain't changing. We ain't bending. We ain't folding. This is fucking Fresh and Fit, baby. If we get canceled, we get canceled. I don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas can go find us on Patreon. We're not changing. Go suck a dick.
At least like the video, at least, man. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't bending, we ain't folding. This is how niggas talk to each other. Oh, my God, your tone. Oh, my God, it's so crass. Oh, my God, misogyny. Go suck a fucking dick. Watch The View where they lie to each other and tell Lonnie Love she's attractive. She ain't attractive, nigga. That bitch is a suckle, okay? And last time I checked, SeaWorld is running out of whales. So she needs to go over there and apply.
Gotcha, all right, bitch.
So let's continue on.
Shout out to Lonnie Love. All right, next caller.
And Lizzo and all these other fucking walruses.
Funny. One second. Let me make sure I get all super chats calling. And guys, if you super chat the number in and you're not on the line, I'm not double checking again. So 3433.
Yo, what up, Fresh and Fit? Jay Smooth.
What up, Jay? Bro? What's up, man? I went on a rant. Let's get through the calls quick. What's up, brother? What's your question, Jay Smooth? Good to see you, by the way.
My question is, well, really for both of y'all, at least y'all got real estate. So I'm gonna give y'all a quick backstory of me. Right now I'm 25. What'd you say?
No, go ahead. We're listening. You're 25.
Yeah, I'm 25. I bought my house. I bought a single family home back in when I was 22, so a few years ago. And my question to y'all are, like, I'm trying to like buy more real estate. Like, what would be the best way to do that? Like, by me already living in my single-family home right now.
Rent out that single-family home, get an FHA loan, move into a duplex or a triplex, and live in that joint for free.
Yeah, it's called house hacking. If you YouTube house hacking, a very good video from Graham Stephan, he talks about A to Z how to house hack. If you do that method, you'll be fine.
do it two or three times, and it's going to give you time to raise the capital to put a 25% down on the main house. Hell, you might be able to do it now because you're already in a single-family home now.
Yep.
House hacking.
Right, right. Okay. And then one more question on the back side of that, too. Like, how do y'all deal about – do they have like a – I guess my question is, do they have like a management company that manage, I guess, like the rental property for you? That way you don't have to, I guess, like necessarily manage it, you know, because I kind of like – find myself, I guess, getting a little intimidated about, like, actually,
You don't need a manager, bro, so you have, like, a couple of properties under your belt, especially if you're living in the joint.
Okay.
Like, yeah, don't worry about getting a management company until you got, like, you know, two to three properties, and or if they're out of state. But I would say in the beginning, invest where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. And you should actually be a property manager the first year so you can kind of figure it out.
Ideally, you could find if you could find a realtor that actually could help walk through the process and there with you even after you purchase the property, that'd be dope because they can help you kind of run it as well. But they may not. So in that aspect, just learn as much as you can and try to run it yourself at that point.
Cool.
Okay. Hey, one more thing. Bro,
one more
hey, time, to you, man.
One question, man.
Yeah, bro. No, it's fine. Jake been
not Jake, but callers calling out before.
Okay, yeah, but go ahead, bro. The last one though.
Bro, y'all the two, bro. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. Y'all the fucking two, bro. Like y'all the fucking goat of like, bro, of like me and Seth improving overall, and bro, like it's crazy because like, bro, I be like telling my partners about y'all like, where, bro, and man, it's just unfucking real. And like me and my mom, we had like a conversation this week, and I was kind of telling her like basically everything Myron be saying every night. Well, not everything, but mostly everything. You know, like how inflation is here and all of that stuff. And like basically, my mom, just give a quick little backstory. I ain't gonna go on a long rant, but my mom, she disabled, and so I had to kind of like step in to kind of help her out. But I had to take her to the doctor this morning, and basically, bro, her doctor told her the same exact thing that Myron was talking about today. And when we got back in the car, I told her, I was like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, inflation is here. She basically was saying the same exact thing Myron was saying. Inflation is here. And basically resist the slave mind. They lying to us about these boosters and all that bullshit. Like, this is a doctor saying this. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, bro. Y'all the realest one out here.
Man, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. We got Black Lemur in the fucking house. If Lonnie Love came down there to Miami and sat on the beach, I truly believe Greenpeace will roll her into the ocean.
Wow.
Y'all are hilarious, man.
Black Lemur, man.
And then we got, what else here?
No, let's go with this one, 9454.
All right, 9454.
Shut up, Jake. Smooth.
9154. 9154. What's up, bro? You on the line? What's your question and or comment? Mm-hmm. Please, because we want to run through as many of these as we can. Go ahead.
Good evening, folks. Can you hear me?
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Hey, good evening. Before I show my appreciation to you guys and all that you do, I just want to ask you a quick question. In your estimation, what would you say is like a percentage of your views as far as like single men, married men, rich, average, what'd you say?
We don't have the full stats right now.
We don't have the full stats, but I know ages between 18 to 45 is pretty much like we got age ranges in that. It's basically most of our audience is basically teenagers all the way up to about 45 years old. That's like 80-90% of our audience.
Yeah.
Okay,
but income-wise,
I'm
not too sure.
Yeah, we're not too sure.
What are the stats in front of us?
Okay, I just want to say I've been watching your content for a while, and I love it. And
yeah.
Myself, I'm in my early 40s. I am what you would consider a high value man. You know, by your standards, I make 210 a year.
Yeah.
I'm like 6'4" and you know, in shape and everything. I'm actually happily married for over 15 years.
Awesome.
I have two children.
Nice.
And I came across your content for the angle that, you know, obviously it's a dating podcast, but I mean, I'm not in that environment, but what I will say is the content you're bringing, especially as a parent, I know you guys, you don't have any biological children, correct?
Not to our knowledge.
Not I know.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to say, this is also the information you've given, I think, is very beneficial to men that also have children. I have a young son and a young daughter. And the information that you provide as far as, like, the way the society is changing, as far as the dating market, things like that. And a parent's, you know, parents always have to think about their children as far as, like, setting themselves up for success and how the future is going to be and how to navigate, you know, the pitfalls. And I just want to show my appreciation that even though this is a dating podcast, married men with children or, even, you know, single men with children could still take some of your content and apply that to setting their children up to have a successful life. So I just wanted to show my appreciation from that angle. And that's why I asked you before, like, what's your demographics for the audience?
Yeah, we don't know the incomes exactly, but no, definitely it's in that age range, which, you know, a lot of couples watch us, man. It's amazing how many couples come up to me and say, we watch you all the time. My girl hated you at first, but now she understands it actually made us better. So, no, man, it's great. And like I said before, women know deep down we're speaking the truth. It's just that they don't like the approach and the directness that we have, which is why, but they keep coming and watching me. So it's like they know deep down that, like, they're not where they want to be in life. Like, they don't have the men that they want. They don't have the life that they want. So they're coming over to hear what the men have to say. And it bothers them at first because it goes against their entire narrative that they've been lied to their entire existence. But they know that we're telling the truth. That's why they can't stop watching us. They can't stop clipping us. They can't stop criticizing us. And they can't stop crying about us because, men, I'll tell you this, we all know men are not going over to female spaces and talking about them. We don't give a fuck about what they think. You know, but women are coming over here. So that tells you everything you need to know, that they know that they're not getting the answers that they want. That's why content like ours, you know, Kevin Samuels, the guys in RP space in general, and over the past year or so, where we've been having these rough conversations with women, it's exploded in popularity because women know that they've been lied to now for the better part of the new millennia. You know what I'm saying? About what it actually takes to be attractive and retain a guy. But thank you so much for calling in, bro. That means a lot coming in from a high status guy like yourself with a family. And hey, kudos to you, man, because you are literally living the American dream. That's what we need. We need more families. We need more male-led households with children, and that is the way to the promised land.
Yep.
Who's up next, Chris?
Yeah, let's go to 8635, Mitch.
8635, what's up?
Michael.
Or Michael, sorry.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to keep this brief, but you guys are basically counterculture in 2022. I can't fight the fight that guys like Myron Fresh are out here fighting, and I respect y'all for doing it. I don't know how long you guys can sustain the shitstorm that keeps getting thrown at y'all, but I'm going to be here watching. Best of luck
to everybody,
man.
Thank you so much.
Man.
That means a lot. And yeah, man, y'all don't got to say anything. Y'all can support us in silence, bro. You know what I'm saying? I understand that the things that we talk about are controversial and most guys really think these things and can't say it.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We'll be y'all voice. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? If we got to get on the mainstream medias and have them attack us and call us incels or whatever the fuck they want to say, shaming language, you know what I'm saying? That's fine. I'll take it. I'm proud of it, bro. I'll stand for the incels. I'll go fuck. You know what I'm saying? We'll stand for the MGTOWs, the incels, the guys that are struggle women, whatever. We'll be our voice because we were there with you guys.
Even the black pillars.
You know what I'm saying? We were there. We were nerds. I don't know where everyone comes up with this stupid shit. Oh, y'all are fake alphas. When the fuck did we say we're alphas, bro? We say we are nerds all the time. I have admitted plenty of times I play video games for money.
Bro.
You got people calling in telling Fresh they're going to beat them in Smash. Like, we got Chris over here, a Twitch streamer. Like, we've never run around and said, we're fucking alphas and never been nerds.
I don't even want to be alpha. Like, what? I want to be myself.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? We're guys that figured it out. We're nerds that figured it out. And now we're just giving that gospel back. But it's like everyone wants to kind of try to come at us from some false angle, which is ridiculous. But it's fine. Let them assume what they want to assume. We're going to keep while they hate, we create. So thank you guys so much. So like the goddamn video, by the way, because y'all see the hate coming our way. So support us, man. There's 3,100 of you guys in here right now. Like the video. You don't have to donate a fucking nickel. Just like the video. That's all I ask. And subscribe to the channel. And share the channel with
Organic said, my nigga nerds.
Yeah, facts.
Shout out to Organic.
Shout out to Organic in the chat.
Three of them.
All
right, let's go with 1924.
1924, what's up?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Manigas. Yes. I am Mr. Omoko Poko, and I am calling from Africa. And I have a question for you. Listen to me. I am married now. I have one wife, and I have a big problem with her. She looks like she's as dark as Fresh, and she is as big as Mo. Okay? Listen to me. She has a problem with me. My nigga, listen to me. She has a problem with me because my wife and my girlfriend cannot get along. I have a big issue. Huh? So I need
big issue,
your
right.
Nigga support. I need you nigga support to help me and make sure my wife and my girlfriend can get along and she can and they can sleep and be in the same house. Huh? You understand? So, and about myself, I am a high-value African, not like the other caller with 6'4 and 200,000 U.S. dollars. No, no, no. I have 200 goats and 200 sheep and camel. I am a real, real high-value man. However, my wife, who looks like Big Mo, does not respect me. What do I do? Please tell me.
Yo, you get rid of her, bro.
What else you think, bro?
Roll her down the hill.
Yo, what do you want?
You need to kick you need to kick that fat bitch out your empire of Wakanda, nigga.
Goddamn, she's the biggest bitch. You need to get a forklift out of her, bro. Roll
her down the hill, nigga.
Oh, man. All right, bro. Thank you. Thank you for calling into the show.
Yo,
LOL.
Is that your real voice?
My nigga, don't you hear me? My nigga, Fresh, you are so dark. You don't dream, you have nightmares only. Listen to me. But I appreciate you guys. Me and my 11 children, we watch you every single night. And thank you very much. And have a good show. And thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm the captain now.
Oh, man. Wakanda forever. Look at me.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Thanks
you,
for the LOLs, man. That's why we're the number one podcast. Even the trolls are fucking lit.
That's pretty
all
funny.
Right,
11 children.
Nigga said I got 200 goats.
Nigga, right. You are the goat.
Yo! All right, who's up next?
6553.
Fucking three. Comedy. All right, 6553.
Holy. Holy.
6553. Waiting for an hour. Going once.
Damn, son.
Going twice. So I'll say
all right, so.
Yo.
Call it, Cam, when you get a chance. I'll be in the lookout for you.
Damn it.
0338.
All right.
It's why.
Very profound.
I love it. My language. All right,
let's go with 0936.
0936.
I'm taking random callers, by the way.
Yo, hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
Y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to say shout out to Myron and Freshman. I appreciate the work they actually put in there. They've become a voice for the voiceless for so many years, and not a lot of people, you know, get to express themselves the way you do, so I do appreciate that. I do have one question, though. Yeah, I was criticized by Donovan Sharp and his crew, and I do mess with Donovan Sharp like a lot. And then they said that, you know, basically Myron was a bad representative of the rap field, which is a like constructive criticism, which I agree with. But I just wanted to know if Myron watched that and like what account he took into that.
So you're asking basically Myron himself, how does he feel about Donovan's live stream with the six?
Yeah, like one? Did he take it as constructive criticism or? He took it some other way.
I don't think you even watched it. Give me one sec. I mean, I watched it a little bit. I would just say they were trying to what's the word? They're trying to help progress Fresh and Fit by giving, you know, their outlook on things. But I don't think they fully understand how we're moving and how we move because it's kind of like we have a plan that we're executing daily, and no one's done it in the space before. So it looks like it's went on this road. I'm saying right now they have no idea how to run a podcast at this level to go to these extents and these platforms. So yes, I understand their point of view, but if you look at it in entirety, when it's all finished and said, you're going to understand why we do what we do. But he's asking Myron basically, how do you feel about the six with Donovan and their outlook on Fresh and Fit moving forward? How do you feel about that? Did you watch it or a little bit of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, man. People can have their opinions.
It's cool. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's like, you know, everyone has an opinion on how we do things and, you know, they're going to have their stances and everything else like that. But, you know, I mean, Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it's not, you know, I would be lying to you guys if I told you that it's incredibly trying to have women come in every single night, you know, and, you know, try to keep the order and, you know, between Chris recruiting, you know, between Chris, because it's like we all kind of feel the burnout from it. Not burnout, but like the stress from it, you know, because Chris obviously is in charge of recruiting the girls. They'd be flaking, whatever, you know, a lot of goes behind the scenes. So like, you know, we have a whole team that helps us with that. Getting the girls on the show, then dealing with the fuckery, then, you know, cleaning up after, then making sure the studio's maintained, all that other stuff. You know, it's very easy to criticize sometimes when you don't necessarily do the same thing that person that you're criticizing does. But if you were to walk in our shoes and kind of see what it's like, I think people would have a different viewpoint on it, because there's certain things and certain ways you have to operate when doing this kind of content and dealing with the type of personalities that we do that might not necessarily make sense to people on the outside, but when you're in our shoes, it'll make sense. So I get it. Hey, yeah. Man, you know, it is what it is. It's fine. You know, people can have their opinions. We don't have any issues with it, you know, and that's it.
Also, me and Myron personally, we would never go on a platform and say that. We'll say, hey, here's a phone call. Here's how we feel about it. We're not going to say it on a public platform. But, I mean, I get it. You know,
yeah, I feel that. Also, I just wanted to say one thing, man. Fresh, one of my friends stuttered, and he like, lost motivation for, like, 4 years. And I basically told him to follow you. And for the past year, his life has turned around. So I do owe that to you. So I do appreciate that, man. He was stuttering his whole life. He thought it was going to be his downfall. And he's seeing a person like you run a successful podcast like that. Literally was the fire that was, you know, that's all the fire that he needed to, you know, really begin, like, his path to success. So I really do appreciate what you be putting in. Not a lot of people see what you be doing, but, you know, you put in a lot of work. And I do appreciate that.
Thanks, man. Yo, I hold you, bro. If I could do this shit, what the fuck is y'all excuse, bro? Because I stutter a lot, nigga.
Bro,
shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
a
lot of people
in the back, Chris, Mo, everybody, man, appreciate that.
A lot of people look at Fresh and shit on him, like, oh, this guy's not fit, this guy's not a Chad, this guy's blah blah blah. I mean, all the criticisms that he gets, if anything, just shows that you're just not a go getter. Because he literally matches like an average guy profile. He's under 6 feet tall, black as night. Not the best-looking guy, stutters,
ugly,
and he's still able to get girls and still able to do his thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's because he just makes it happen. So if anything, it should be motivation to the average guys, the regular guys, that you can do it too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it comes down to your percent, like, your, you know, how you view the world. Are you going to look at it from a victim mindset? There's no way that this guy could be doing it. He's a fucking scammer. Or are you going to look at the glass half full as, like, this is what's possible?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys like to go with the former versus the latter, and this is why so many guys have a victim mindset and a loser mindset, because they don't think they can do it. But you can, bro. You really can. You know what I'm saying? We're both.
We're
still losers now. We still play video games and watch anime and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still do. You know? So it's like, if we were able to do it, you guys can do it too. So, anyway.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, I'm going to be in Miami. I'm going to be in Miami next month, man. I'm gonna try to dibble on some Latinas before I go to Colombia. So I'm gonna keep in touch with y'all, man. I do appreciate a lot.
Yeah, no,
for
sure, man. And here's the thing, guys. Like, everyone, you know, shout out to Donovan. He's actually gonna be here next week. Hey, man, it is what it is. Like, it's fine. We don't have a problem with people criticizing us. It is what it is.
It's part of the game, man.
It's part of the game.
When you become successful, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, we've just had to learn how to accept that. So it's cool.
All right, shout out to you, brother.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, 0260.
0260, what's up?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
All right, so I got a serious
situation. You got the wrong number the whole time.
Bro, I would tell you what those four numbers mean, but I can't say that on the live, but I was tripping. But, I got a serious thing here, and I got to tread lightly because I think my boss watches this and the person's significant other watches this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it involves a work thing. So this person, it's a female. Obviously, y'all can tell I'm a male. So when I first got to this job, I was getting at them, right? And they're consistently like, I have a significant other, blase. Months down the line, and now this person's acting single. And last night we had some time, about an hour worth of time.
Hold on.
We did what single people do.
The girl that you work with?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, bro.
You stupid.
You already lost, nigga.
Hey, hold up. This ain't the first rodeo with a coworker. That ain't the problem. Problem is her man. But.
Oh, brother. Her man. What?
So we,
bro.
We,
what the fuck?
Hold on, danger zone. My guy.
Stupid.
Man, he's not black. I ain't tripping. We did something that.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
They shoot, man.
What?
Man, and they shoot up schools, bro.
Yo. Listen, with how I'm built, if they don't got a gun, they gonna need to like they gonna need a gun to take me. That's besides the point.
Over
basically,
a girl.
We did what single people do last night during the shift, but she still says she got a man. So like, what the hell? What am I supposed to do in this situation here?
Bro, I don't know if you're trolling or not.
You
but all I'm gonna say is this,
I
man.
Swear to God.
Because even if you're trolling, there probably are some guys in the chat that are in this situation.
Yeah.
Yo, number one, you should never be fucking your coworkers, okay? Number two.
Wait, this ain't the first rodeo with a coworker.
Okay, fantastic, bro. But we're giving general advice at this point. You've already crossed that bridge. We know that. And you've crossed it with dynamite attached to you. But anyway, so number one, you should not be smashing coworkers. Number two, you should definitely not be smashing coworkers if they got a boyfriend at home because you smashing her could potentially get out. And if it does go out, it's going to have severe consequences because here's what could happen to you. You are smash the girl you work with, right? Her boyfriend finds out. She goes to HR, says that you graped her or you committed some SA or some other bullshit allegation because she doesn't want to look like, you know, a 304 to her boyfriend and to the job. Guess who's going to get fucking taken out?
You.
You, my friend. You are going to be the scapegoat in that entire situation. So that is why it is not intelligent to have sex with girls that you work with, let alone have sex with girls that you work with that have a boyfriend that's capable of putting you in a bad situation because I'm telling you, if it ever gets out, she's immediately going to protect herself and say, no, he fucking manipulated me or some other shit. And then next thing you know,
Hold on,
my man, you're going to be going to the jail.
FBI, open up!
And it's over. So, yeah, bro, you got to be more intelligent.
The jail part can't do nothing about losing my job. Not too concerned. I don't really need it. I own a business, too, so I work this job kind of for the fun.
Okay.
So
right, man.
You don't care about your job.
That's fine, but this is still a bad practice in general. You got a thing with this head, bro, and not this head down here. But, okay, cool.
But we done already made the wrong thought. All right.
Okay.
All right,
well, thanks for calling in, man.
All right, man. That was the last.
I don't know if he's trolling or not.
No, he's dead serious.
I
think he's serious.
I'm serious.
I think he's serious. For the fact that you have to call in and say that, bro, you gotta be serious, bro.
All right, official. Thank you, fam.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, bro. I mean, we're just giving advice to other guys. You could move how you want, bro, but just understand that you're playing a dangerous game.
Yeah.
All right, let's read chats because that was the last little chat.
Okay,
right,
cool. How, as a woman, do we redeem ourselves after being ghosted? I was too clingy.
Jen,
you probably got ghosted maybe because you didn't provide enough value.
Yeah, and at that point, you probably moved on at this point.
Yeah, or you were annoying. One of the two.
If
a guy ghosts you, ladies, you got to understand that you probably did something that you significantly fucked up. Yerson, $10. Chris, you trolling my first time calling the show with that big-ass head, man. You cold-blooded, okay? $10 for Michael DeMarco. Love the show. First super chat. This is counterculture in 2022. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
was from earlier. You guys get a lot of dirty looks in public? To be honest, no.
Not really, no.
Bruh.
Man.
You get a lot of love, actually. Fresh.
I get a lot of love, but sometimes
you
in the club, bro, some girls be like, oh, you're that guy from the podcast about black girls. I'm like,
hey,
here we go, man.
And then Fresh is like, shut up, bitch.
Actually, I'm like, blessings to you.
No, you know what Fresh
does? I'm in public.
So I believe there was a girl talking shit to Fresh downstairs, that same girl that was dancing on the car.
Yeah.
Fresh just walked away, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm not going to sit there and tell you anything. That's your thoughts? All right, I'm going over here.
Fresh don't say shit. He just walk away.
He just walk away, bro.
And then Migs, any plans on having Elon Musk on the pod?
Yes.
Potentially.
Coming
one day.
In 2030.
Yeah, 2030. Tyson S., I'm just going to buy all the Tesla stock and you won't have a choice.
Facts.
$5 from Tyson S. Hey, Fresh, now that you've lost weight and you're back in the gym, do you have a new goal for your fitness?
Yes. Now it's to gain muscle, and I'm working on that right now as soon as possible. But it takes time, as you know. Chelsea Myron helped me lose 30 pounds itself, and
perfect.
I'm in better shape, so good to go with muscle gaining now.
All right. Official Kings, we got you earlier. $5, Marquise Brown. There's consequences for women not knowing how to cater to a man or navigate through this world. Wait till they hit their 30s through 40s. Yeah, they feel the pain on the back end, guys. King Life, $5. Hey, Chipmunk in Brazil, remember your only claim is body count. Know your place, stupid.
King Life,
bro.
Oh, he has more.
Yo, man. Yo, Evan, what's good, Myron? You mentioned Halle Berry yesterday. I said I had no clue she switched sides. It's so ironic because Minister Jep just had a show about used up chicks playing for the other team. Yeah, it happens.
King Life, yo, Chipmunk, your mom hates you, your girl hates you, our boy MLD puts you in your place, everything you touch turns to ruin Mr. Coercion Lifestyle. Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Yo, King Life, you coming from blood, bro? He ain't even here. Goddamn. Try calling. I can't connect from Australia. Is there any way to call from a Zoom or YouTube? Really need to tell my story. The crew will love. Man, we run out of time. That'll be on the next one, my friend.
Yeah.
We got Star D King. Know your enemy and know yourself, and you may not fear 100 battles.
Sun Tzu.
Cool.
Very good.
Andrew,
book.
Nuke, Cass, and Alex are just lucky to be around him. They're garbage. Andrew's the only comedian. I mean, here's the thing, bro. They played the good cop, bad cop situation. I get it. You know, they kind of wanted to get our side of it, but kind of not.
Listen, they all have their benefit to the podcast. They're there for a reason.
Yeah.
So I'll just say that, man.
Yeah, hopefully we can have another discussion about it, or it's a little bit more open dialogue, and we can kind of, like, fully go into it. But we were kind of on a time crunch. I don't know if y'all noticed, but the interview was supposed to be only 30 minutes.
It's 2 hours.
So we were kind of – well, no, it was only – they only put out – it was an hour 29 minutes, because I remember looking at the clock, but I think the video they put out was around 122, 124 long,
because they cut out that coercion part.
Wasn't it 2 hours?
And nope. Then they
we were there for like 2 hours.
Oh,
we were waiting.
Okay.
Remember, they were filming right before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, hopefully we could bring them on one day, or we could do another show and we could just, you know, fully hash it out and have a full-length combo on it. But yeah, it was a little bit of a rush. Brother's caller sound like he says the PC is the superior console. Well, PC is Master Race, guys, when it comes to video gaming. I ain't going to lie. And I'm a console guy, and I admit that.
It's true.
Time shift. Have y'all considered having A Verb on Womanizer Wednesday? Watching him on a daytime show and after hours show would be legendary. Check him out on Instagram. The real A Verb. He's verified. Yes, I know who he is. I follow Battle Rap. Potentially in the future. Colonel Sanders. Lonnie Love is Grimace's cousin, 0173. Oh, God. Did we get him on the line?
He's not online.
Oh, he's not anymore? Okay. Lender here. Just a heads up. You can only have one FHA loan out at a time. Make sure to refinance in a conventional before applying for a second. That makes sense, yeah? So you got to have that year, the good point right there. You got to have that year out there. You got to have the year in the property to get the FHA loan again. When are we getting the door and back room camera so we can see, like, that ratchet girl pulling out the blicky on 4K? That's
Patreon.
On Patreon, my friends.
Patreon.
$5, BK. Fresh, get Diplo on the show. He's in Miami this weekend.
Oh, cool.
I don't think Fresh knows even know who that is. That's
a rapper.
EDC. No, it's EDC.
Oh, DJ.
It's an EDC. EDM artist.
Oh, he's an artist?
DJ. Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah, Diplo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of EDM too, so yeah, we'll get there.
I am not.
We got our boy Jabrizi Magic in the house. One thing you can really appreciate, Omar and Fresh, is that they are true to themselves. The media does everything to control the people you see on TV through fear of pressure. Salute to the brothers. Thank you so much, Jabrizi.
Thank you, man.
Right. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel and check him out on Instagram, guys. He is the magician with the blue check.
Yes, he
Michael
is.
Meestroke, number one podcast world. Thank you so much.
Facts.
$50, Omar, Patriots fan. Love the show. It's more than a dating show, get rich show, or get in shape show. It's for married men, too. My wife asks for permission now all the time for this and that, including large purchases, going to Ultra, and no complaints from
her.
There you go, my friend.
Celebrate, brother.
Myron said, fresh is the blackest night, darkest day.
That is very true.
$100 from Myron supporter. Or Mayron supporter. This is weird. I'm dark-skinned, and I run around USA, and I say I don't do Asian. Everyone laughs and say, me too. If they ask you, don't you do dark girls, tell them my thing won't get up if she dark because my thing has its own thinking, the F. Okay.
What?
I think that's his way of saying he doesn't dabble in the dark. Okay.
All right.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for that. Big Mo's chair. Dear God, please give Minor Fresh the same strength and patience you have given me to hold Mo's big ass.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bro. 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 Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro. No ease on Mo, bro. Come on.
Oh, I don't care about the roast. Yeah, you good. No ease on Moto. Come on.
All right, brother.
All right.
JKR, the African King, $10, says, my niggas, my wife and girlfriend, thank you for the advice on our situation. As we say in Africa, if your wife holds you back from finding the love of your life, she's not for you. Okay, shout out to you, bro. We got, shout out to JKR, the African King.
Yeah, facts. Rainbow Goddess, 7 Canadian, says, if I did traumatizing shit to a man, I want to learn how I can earn his forgiveness. Should he continue to be with me if I let him be with me, often as a result?
It depends on how bad you fucked up. And honestly, the biggest way you could fuck up is by cheating. And if you cheated, then, man, you probably...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that might be a wrap for you, my friend. That might be
a dub. Maserati $10 says, it was Hotep that was dissing you. It wasn't Donovan. By the way, Hotep, shut the F up.
Man, Hotep's cool, man.
It is what it is.
It's his opinion, you know?
Yeah, we know it wasn't Donovan, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Hotep has his opinion, and that's fine, bro. Like, it's cool. You know, everyone has an opinion.
Shout to him.
Yo, Chipmunk Brazil. Chipmunk in Brazil, come to NYC. God damn. King Life is...
Shooter.
Oh, man. Okay.
Cardboard knife.
Okay, cardboard knife. Thoughts on the ongoing case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin?
That's from a different episode, my friend.
I'm not too aware of what's going on there, but obviously New York has very strict gun laws, and you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yo, I've been telling y'all, get the fuck out of New York. You know, yeah.
I don't know
if you're in California or New York, I don't know what you guys are doing.
I don't know
how
anyone lives there, bro.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's cold, depressing, bro.
And it's expensive.
Man.
Like, dude, I don't even want to go on a rant.
I don't even
want to go on a rant about New York, or living in New York and California.
We don't got time for that.
What I'm going to say is that it's not in your best interest to be there if you are an RP-aware man, guys. Like, don't do it. Okay, Martin, I'm rowing crew. If I'm not mistaken, you did too? Yeah, I did. I rode for Northeastern at a Division I level, guys. And I know before you ask, PR2K time was 6:09, and my PR 6K was 21 minutes, which is about, I think, a 141, if I'm not mistaken, or 140.8 or 9. Quick question, N95. Quick question, Myron. Did you get a hair transplant? If not, have you thought about it? I just got mine done in Istanbul for only $2,500. 1 month post-op, looking good so far. Yeah. I mean, I thought about it. Maybe I'll do it. $5, official king. Update. He not watching tonight. All right. And then Rose, keep doing your thing. Always love. Shout out Big Mo, by the way.
All right.
Rose! Okay. And then let's see here. Hold on 1 second. All right, cool. So,
sorry, yeah, two more chats.
Two more? Okay, I'll read these. And then, guys, we got Michaela in the house. Michaela Peterson, shout out to her. She's. We're going to pretty much set up and do the second interview right after, second podcast. Jake's Move Lifestyle. I meant to tell Big Mo to keep it going. I also want to check in this week. Last time I talked to y'all, I was 264. I'm 259 this week.
Hey.
Don't forget the Mo to believe in Big Mo. That's what we're talking about, baby. It's unacceptable to be a fat piece of shit in today's day and age.
Fat Piccolo.
Fat Piccolo. Yo, shout out to FNF. Just want to show some love real quick. 1360.
Next time,
bro. Doc Hancock, yo, Fresh, I'm in town. What's the move tonight? I'm trying to link. LOL.
Vendome with Otogenesis.
Okay, there you go. That's where you guys going to be. All right, guys. With that said, like the video. Share it with a friend that maybe wants to, you know, check us out.
Yep.
And we're going to be right back here in a few minutes with Michaela. It's going to be a great interview, and we'll catch you guys in a little bit.
Peace.